content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and we're here live from Dallas, Texas. Yep. I'm really glad that we're continuing to be able to broadcast live here from iHeartRadio Studios here, as I said, in Dallas, Texas. We're also on ABC News and Talk on KMET in Southern California, and we're here to help one another feel good, to get better through this. I have to say, I feel like people in my own circle are starting to break down a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. It's gotten, how about you, Ronaldo? What's happening in your world? Are people getting a little sideways?
Starting to get a little testy around, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like you have to even be careful what subject you bring up.
Yeah.
You know, everything surrounding this COVID-19, it's become very political as well. Mm-hmm. Like extreme, like we weren't polarized enough. We've become even more polarized throughout this, I think. Mm-hmm. What do you think? In some ways, I think a little bit more together on certain issues, but it still remains that huge disconnect between the left and the right.
Social media has had an impact on people's lives for a very long time. So
yeah, what do you see?
To kind of be kind of disconnected from everyone during this time is kind of shaking everybody up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think it's a purge though as well.
Yeah.
I think it'll help.
Yeah. I don't know what I was doing. I was in my kitchen doing something, and Gabby Bernstein, who's been on the show before, an incredible author and kind of like a spiritual guru, was doing a live stream on Instagram. And they did like a tapping session with this gentleman named Brad. I did not catch his last name, but it was really cool to see so many people gather together and go through this exercise of basically releasing anxiety and just being okay in that present moment. And it was really good. And mm-hmm. I like it that people are out there doing stuff like that, because we all come together. You know, we all need to come together is what
right.
I want to say to help one another.
Right.
So,
exactly.
And speaking of which, I have a dear friend of mine on the line. And this is something that we've been wanting to talk about for a very long time here on the show. Her name is Logan Shields. And she's an amazing girl, okay? She's an Oklahoma girl who has planted her roots in Dallas, Texas. She's a veteran of the beauty industry as a hairstylist, and now she's at Era Salon here in Dallas and has become a beauty guru. And she's also a partner in Uncommon Man Clothing Boutique alongside her husband, Kyle Shields. And whatever hat she's wearing, her goal is to always make people around her feel and look their best and be their best selves. And when she's not hustling in one of her careers, you can find Logan traveling, volunteering, working out, or doing some self-care, or just drinking some rosé on a hot Texas day. But she's one of my dear friends, and she's my hustle sister. How are you doing today, Logan?
Hey, Bernadette. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's so great to finally have you on the air with me. You know,
we've talked about this for too long.
We have. And full disclosure, so Logan does my hair, you guys, and she's done my hair for a couple of years now. I don't even remember how we met. I guess it was an era when a couple of other, you know, a stylist left and Logan came in and I just liked her vibe and we ended up being friends. And you know, so many people are asking questions like about the do's and don'ts, if you will, of do-it-yourself hair color during the quarantine, this COVID-19.
I know.
They really are, along with a lot of other beauty treatments, tips and tricks. And you're gonna tell us all about it here, aren't you?
Yeah, I hope I can help everybody out. You know, my phone is blowing up with questions every single day from all of my clients.
I bet.
So I'm ready to get back, and I know you guys are ready to get back, but who knows when that will be. So, yeah.
Well, you know, my hair's been really dry, and I can't even figure out why. And I was talking to Marie yesterday, and then you and I had talked yesterday, too, beforehand. It was kind of funny. We were talking about coconut oil, and you had told me how bad it is for your hair. Well, everybody thinks that coconut oil can be good for your hair. And then like a couple hours later, I was talking to Marie and Marie said, my hair is so dry. I just can't figure it out. And I use coconut oil. I said, oh, my God, Marie, you fried your hair. You fried your hair with the coconut oil, right?
Right. No, it's a huge myth, which I've been guilty of putting coconut oil on my hair, too, in the past. And then the more I researched it and read and looked at other stylists in the beauty industry that know a lot, it turns out that coconut oil is just laying on top of our hair and it's not actually penetrating into our cuticle because the molecule is too big.
Yeah.
So then when you step outside in the sun, it just acts as a heat conductor and it basically just starts cooking your hair, just like you would cook anything else in coconut oil. So
you're shaking your head, Ronaldo. Did you know this?
Not really.
But it's kind of funny,
but it
right?
makes sense, though.
It does make sense, and I'm not laughing. Yeah, it's not funny when someone fries their hair, but I was dying laughing when Marie told me yesterday. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you just deep-fried your hair, sister. But
I know, really, which I've done it. We've all done it because you think it's so good, but it feels soft for a little while, and then
there
bam. It goes as soon as you're out, yeah.
Well, so you can use it, but you just can't go outside, right? You can use it as a treatment, but you need to get it off your hair and shampoo it out. Before
you know, it's outside. It's hard to shampoo out, though. So you know what's better is just like a grapeseed oil or avocado oil. The molecules are smaller, so they penetrate your hair cuticle, and they actually soak in.
Wow.
So I would stick with one of those oils instead.
Yeah.
And stick coconut oil all over your body, you know, because it works. It works well on our skin.
Yeah, it does work well on your skin. You can even brush your teeth with it. I've brushed my teeth many, many times with coconut oil. It actually whitens them. It's great. And you can eat it, too, obviously. It's really healthy for you. But I try to keep my cooking oil or my coconut oil in my kitchen separate from my coconut oil in my bathroom, of course, just because you don't want to cross-contaminate. But
don't want to be carrying those back and forth.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, you know, hair color is a big deal, especially for a lot of, I say, not just women, though, men. A lot of men color their hair, too. And a lot of people, their grays or their dark roots or whatever are starting to come in or their hair is just getting dull. And I used to color my hair with a box stuff that I used to buy in the grocery store or, a pharmacy or wherever. And so I haven't done that in a long time. And my hair does look better when I have it professionally done. But we've all done it. We've all tried coloring our own hair at home at one time or another in our life. So what are the biggest mistakes, Logan, that people make when they color their own hair?
Well, of course, the hairstylist in me wants to say that the biggest mistake is coloring your own hair at home anyway in the first place.
Yeah.
But especially during these times, we definitely, like, we're backed against a wall and we have to, even if it is just for ourselves at home to feel normal.
Yeah.
So right now, I would say the biggest real mistake that I'm seeing online that everyone is doing is using a full permanent color. So I have been suggesting my clients to try to use a demi or semi-permanent color that will fade a little bit more naturally and also be easier for us as stylists to go over when we do get back to work.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If you are going to choose a brand and you're in CVS and there's a wall of everything from L'Oreal to, I don't know what it's another. I can't even think of another name. What are some of the popular?
There's so many.
There's so many of them.
Neutrogena makes one. I think Dove even makes one now.
Okay.
I'm a fan of the L'Oreal one. It's really the only one I've ever used.
What is it?
But L'Oreal.
Oh, L'Oreal. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They make a pretty good product. They also make a professional product that people use in salons. So I would say that they're a good company. But, you know, right now, a lot of salons and stylists are offering at-home kits for you to come and pick up that are customized to you.
Oh,
so
really?
That's also a good thing to ask your stylist to see if that's an option, maybe for a curbside pickup, and they've already formulated it for you. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and then, you know, it makes you feel kind of like, you know, what's the big deal? Let your hair go for a couple months. It's
yes.
not the end of the world, you know, and I get myself, you know, I get caught up in the
yes.
trap of wanting to look my best. You know, I do, because these times are depressing enough. And I do feel like self-care is something like exercising that you need to really maintain, especially through a crisis like this.
It is. And now's the time that we have to really self-care and worry about all of those little things that we usually push away. So,
yeah. Well, you know what?
I colored my own hair last week. So
did
I
you?
Am right there with everybody else. I did, yeah.
Well, and did you use professional stuff? Could you get your hands on some?
I did. I can, yes.
Yeah.
Luckily, but so, a lot of people can right now.
Yeah. Well, so if you want to color your own hair, you do suggest your top pick would be L'Oreal. And
yeah.
You know what? We'll drop it right there because we're going to come back. There's lots more that you have to share with us. We're going to go to break so we stay on time. And more coming up with Logan Shields, the do's and don'ts of DIY hair and beauty treatments during the COVID-19 quarantine. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Song in years. My gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and I have my dear friend Logan Shields on the line. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of do-it-yourself hair and beauty treatments during the COVID-19 lockdown, quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quarantine.
Yeah. So,
crazy,
you know,
time.
Yeah, it is. It really is a crazy time. And before the break, we were talking about coloring our own hair at home and how we've all done it one time or another, just like cutting our own bangs. I've done that.
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started on that.
Oh, my gosh. So anything else before we move on to the next subject of what we want to cover here today? Anything else about coloring your hair at home?
I don't think so. I think we kind of hit everything. Basically, ask your stylist for the color and any tips and tricks. And, you know, we're all really willing to help right now.
Yeah. Well, so. You know, we all like to look our best. We do. And so it's okay. So let me ask you about eyebrows. So what about your eyebrows? If you're coloring your hair, should you color your eyebrows, you know, especially if you're a blonde like me to give them a little depth?
So if your stylist usually colors your eyebrows, do it. They use the same hair color that you're using on your roots. So the easiest way is just to get an eyebrow pencil that you usually, or a brush, I mean, mm-hmm. that you usually use to pencil in your brows and put a little color on there and shape it pretty evenly, just how you would when you're penciling them in.
Yeah.
That way you don't get those messy stains all over your face. And they just process for the same amount of time. So if you do have grays in your brows or you want them a little bit darker,
mm-hmm.
you can, surely go ahead and do that.
Okay, so if
and
you
then
do...
if you don't want them as dark, you just wash them off a little bit before.
Oh, there you go.
Super easy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you what if you do get some of that stuff on your skin and it leaves a dark spot? What's the best way to get it out? Just good old-fashioned soap and water?
Actually, the best way is alcohol. So, which we all have an abundance of in our homes right now, and if you don't, then
I don't.
You probably couldn't find it. Try using some hand sanitizer, which you might have laying around.
There you go.
Other than that, just scrub really hard with some soap and water and it will come off, and it fades after a couple of days anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you know, I brought up cutting your own bangs. I've done that before, too, more times than I care to remember. Lost my mind.
God.
Yeah, and done that. So, you know, any tips if you are going to say, okay, I can't take it anymore, I have to trim my bangs, what's the best way to do it? I literally, Logan, used to take all my bangs and spin them into, like, twist them into, what do I want to say? Not a knot, but like a, you know, just twist the hair together.
Yeah, and twist it just until it's really tight.
Until it's really tight. And then I would cut it thinking, okay, well, that'll make it all uneven. So it'll look like somebody else did it, not me. But that didn't work very well.
So, yes.
What's the best way to do it?
We have you trained better than that now. Like now you don't do that. So I would say, you know, everyone's talking about cutting their own bangs. And I'm sure that there's a good video out there somewhere, but it's all about execution and can you do it yourself. But if you already have bangs, just go ahead and pull them down and you can slightly trim along the line that your hairstylist has already put there.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're wanting to cut new bangs right now, just don't
do
you're just bored.
Yeah.
You're just looking in the mirror too much and you're just bored and want something to do. Just wait.
Yeah.
And then let us take care of it. Because bangs, they're right by your face. So that can really, it can last a long time.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about bangs. I was reading a book last night and I saw a picture. You know, people do this. You see a picture of somebody that you think, oh, wow, her hair looks great. I want my hair to look like that. I think I want bangs.
Of course.
What do you say to someone, you know, who does that? And I know you encounter it all the time. They'll bring a picture in and say, I want to look like her. Right? I want her hairstyle.
Yeah. Everyone does that, you know, and it's usually they're bringing in pictures of women with fukus of hair and they don't have that, but it's hard to understand that. I mean, I do it too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a picture of someone with bangs and you really decide you want them, think about it and then make that decision when we reopen.
Yeah. And don't use bad scissors. I've done that too and like really destroyed my hair.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you get a little spontaneous, you're bored, you do make mistakes and then hopefully you learn from them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got a lot to hear that we want to contribute to today, though, to everyone out there listening. You know, I've heard about a lot of do-it-yourself hair treatments using like honey and mm-hmm. eggs. We already went over the coconut oil, apple cider vinegar and more. So do you have any suggestions for an at-home hair treatment that really, really works using items that we may already have in our kitchen?
You know, I love the apple cider vinegar rinse. You just take equal parts apple cider vinegar and water and put that on your scalp. It really can help with dandruff as well,
really?
Or a dry scalp issues. So if you do that 2 to 3 times a week, it'll clear up your dry scalp.
Yeah.
And then as for the ends, like I said, just taking a grapeseed oil or avocado oil, mixing that with some egg whites and some honey mm-hmm. is great. Just leave it on for about 5 minutes and then rinse it all out.
And the honey will come out? It'll shampoo out without leaving stickiness?
It sure does.
You know, I haven't thought about this in a while, but I may have told you this before, so I pardon if I have, but I've said it many times on the air. My father, who died with a full head of mm-hmm. hair, by the way, used to put olive oil and apple cider vinegar on his hair all the time. And I used to joke with him and I would give him a hug. I'd say, Dad, you smell like a salad, you know, and he did. He used to smell like a tossed salad. But is the olive oil, I'm guessing based on our conversation so far, that my dad was spot on.
He was. Yeah, he was doing it right. You know, it kind of is like how people put castor oil on their hair to make it grow. So
mm-hmm.
it's just nourishing your scalp. And the healthier your scalp is, the healthier your hair is, the better it's going to be, the stronger, and it's going to grow faster.
Wow. Well, what about face? Let's talk about the face now. Do you have any suggestions for do-it-yourself face masks? For instance, like oatmeal masks, you know, you hear a lot about that. Do they really work? They make a huge mess, though.
So they make a huge mess, but they're not my favorite. I've only ever done one. I didn't get great results from it.
Okay.
Maybe somebody out there has DIY tricks on that, but I think you would agree with me that my favorite skincare from the kitchen is turmeric.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that. So,
yeah.
So what do? You take turmeric powder and you mix it with water? I can't remember what you do.
So there's a couple of different things you can do. Turmeric is great for the brightness and the glow that we all strive for every day.
Mm-hmm.
So pour all over face, equal parts of turmeric, plain yogurt, and honey will do a great job of brightening.
So do you actually go, do you get the raw turmeric and like grate it up real fine, or do you use the powder?
I just use the powder.
The turmeric powder with yogurt, yeah. And what else?
Yogurt and honey.
Yogurt, there you go with the honey again. And how long should you leave it on your face?
Eat it too. Eat the leftovers.
Yeah, I guess you could eat the leftovers. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what,
you leave it on for about 5 to 10 minutes. So it's not too long. And then you just wash it off with a warm cloth and your face wash.
Yeah. I know one of your other tricks too. I remember you telling me once when you were doing my hair about putting a garlic clove in your ear if you have an ear infection or, you know, if you have an earache.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And
it is, yes.
Tell us about it.
You just cut the garlic clove in half, pop that in your ear, and it kind of just, I'm not sure exactly what it does, but it absorbs all the moisture out, and it can really give.
I think we lost her. Happens.
You
know what? It happens. We were almost done anyway. I was going to ask her about some nails because I don't know about you, but I've got like my toenails look terrible. They're like half painted. And yeah, I'm going to have to do a pedicure tonight, I think. I'm not one to do a lot of fancy stuff with my nails anyway, but Logan will be back. Is she back on the air? Are you there?
You back, Logan?
Yeah, I'm back.
There you go. I knew that was going to happen.
Okay.
you're where are you right now? You're at Beaver Creek, a lake up in Arkansas?
We're at Beaver Lake in Arkansas. It's like, we're about 15 minutes from Eureka Springs. So we're lucky enough to have an escape place from COVID in Dallas.
Yeah, nice. So I was talking about nails. What do you tell women that are complaining about their nails? Do you have any advice for those that have like fillers that are growing out, how they can get them, I don't know, take them off comfortably?
So I just did mine yesterday.
Really?
Yes, I soaked mine off with acetone. We've all seen how they do it at the nail salon. So just try to mimic that as much as you can. And then I used pop-on nails. I use like the glue-on nails. I got some from Static Nails that are great. They look really good, and they were just so easy to do.
Yeah, I don't.
About
yeah,
10
I don't.
Minutes.
Yeah, I Lexi's done those before, and they look fabulous. They really do. I can't believe how good they look sometimes, and they're easy to get, easy to put on. You can get them at just about any drugstore, can't you?
You can.
Yeah.
I think most of them are out of them right now because what are the stores not out of?
Mm-hmm.
But I just ordered mine from a website that I found online. There's so many different ones right now that are doing a great job.
Well, you know, and I do, you know, some of this seems so just vain, if you will, or why would you worry about all that when there's so much other, you know, so many more important things going on in the world. But I do think that self-care is something that's important for all of us, especially during this time. You know, you got to get up, you got to exercise, take a shower, brush your teeth and wash your face and prepare for the day, whatever that day looks like. And stick to routines. Many experts that have been on the show have said that that's one of the best coping devices for anxiety during these very difficult times. So I appreciate you as a friend, Logan Shields. I do, and I appreciate you jumping on the air today and starting kicking off this beauty segment that we're going to start doing here on One Life Radio, just to lighten things up a little bit. And who doesn't want a little bit of good advice from their bestie, right?
Right. I know. Thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. And it's great.
Things that we talk about every day together anyway. So
I know.
Finally, we get to share it.
I promise I won't cut my bangs before I see you next. But,
no, you're not allowed to.
You've got
to wait for one of our therapy sessions.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I like that. Yeah, you're a hair. What do you call it? Not a therapist, but a hair.
A therapist. Yeah, that's what we've been
called. Yes. Okay. All right. So great. We'll talk to you soon. Take care of yourself. And I have some fun up there at Beaver Lake. And everyone, we've got a fantastic show continuing on. Jason Franklin, he is a certified personal injury law attorney. We're going to be talking about safety and accident prevention during COVID-19. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Sailing to reach for a following sea, she was making for the trades on the outside, and the downhill run to Papeete, off the wind on this heading lie the Marquesas. You got 80 feet of a waterline, nicely making.
away in a noisy bar in Avalon. I tried to call you, but on a midnight watch I realized why twice you ran away. Think about how many times.
That's a great song selection for what we're about to talk about. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and I have Jason Franklin on the line. He is a certified personal injury law attorney and founding partner of the Franklin Law Firm, LLP. He is a member of the American Board of Trial Advocates, a fellow of the Texas Bar Foundation, and a member of the invitation-only Top 100 National Trial Lawyers Organization. Jason is an adventure, travel, and sports enthusiast. He visited all seven continents and taken the infamous polar bear plunge in Antarctica, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Is that how you say it? Jason, did I in Tanzania, and you I didn't know this about you, and swam among the great white sharks in South Africa, and he loves adventure, clearly. His true passion is spending time with his daughter at home here in Dallas, Texas. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show today. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? It's our pleasure. It really is. And I love what we're talking about. Safety and accident prevention during COVID-19. Anyone that's a regular listener of the show knows that, like, people, the way they drive drives me absolutely crazy. When I was leaving the studio yesterday, headed east on 635, some, excuse my mouth, total jackass out of nowhere just came flying by me. And I was thinking to myself, if this was my 15-year-old daughter driving, the way he changed lanes so quick and like just swooped on in front of me to my on my left side, that my daughter would have probably gone off the road. And we need to remember that when we're out there driving, that there are a lot of elderly people. There are a lot of new drivers. There's a lot of people that maybe just got some bad news or are suffering emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever it may be. And we all need to be better drivers, don't we?
That's right. Yeah, we absolutely do. And, you know, this gets back to a topic that you discuss quite a lot is mindfulness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really being present. And, you know, the number one cause for motor vehicle collisions is distracted driving. People not paying attention to driving, what they're doing while driving.
Yeah.
So it really gets back to just core principles of being present and paying attention.
Well, and I love that you're a huge advocate of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And let's talk about that for a second. Tell us a little bit about that organization and how you work together with them.
Well, you know, I mean, MAD is a tremendous organization. I got involved with them, having represented some fatality victims in drunk driving collisions, and it really struck close to home, dealing mm-hmm. with the families of loved ones who have been killed by drunk drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And while we are making great strides over time in the number of drunk driving deaths and injuries, we still have a far, far way to go. For instance, 2018 statistics, 29% of all motor vehicle collision deaths are alcohol-related.
Oh, my gosh.
Close to 30%. In 1990, that was 40%.
Oh, my gosh.
We're making strides, but it's still a huge problem, and one that is increasingly more easy to prevent. You know, we have ride-sharing services and different things available to us that absolutely we do not ever need to drive on under the influence.
Absolutely. And right now, drinking is on the rise. I've heard all different kinds of reports, everywhere from 43% to 75%. I don't know where that lies or how they're getting that information, but drinking is up right now because of the COVID-19 and the quarantine. A lot of people are very depressed and anxious, and they're drinking more. And so we have to be even more careful when we're on the roads.
No, absolutely. And it's just one of the coping mechanisms to deal with anxiety and stress, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as a lawyer, you know, I started personally putting into practice meditation and mindfulness in my own life probably about 7 or 8 years ago. You know, as an attorney, it's a very high-stress profession.
Yeah.
Because that hamster wheel is always going in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a profession, we have a very high incidence of alcoholism, suicide, other mental health disorders resulting from that.
Yeah.
And when my daughter was about two, I remember having kind of an aha moment when I'm reading her a bedtime story, and I catch myself thinking about a case.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, look, this is the good stuff right here. If I can't be present for this, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I started instituting meditation and mindfulness into my own life. And it's made a huge, huge difference in dealing with stress and anxiety and depression and various things in a far, far healthier way.
Yeah. Has that given you like a deeper understanding or led you to dealing with your clients and what they might be dealing with? Did it heighten your awareness about that?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's had benefits across the board, both personally and professionally. One, it's made me more present with my clients. When I'm talking with my clients and meeting with my clients, I'm very present with them.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a huge difference. And two, you know, most of my clients, or many of them, live in some level of chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And even a low-level chronic pain has accompanying anxiety and depression. And number one, it's important for anyone living with a level of chronic pain to understand that because they're having anxiety or depression, it doesn't make them weak. It makes them human. These things go together.
I love that.
You will not find anyone that lives in chronic pain that doesn't have some level of anxiety, depression.
Mm-hmm.
That can vary between individuals, but it's always present to some degree.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do we deal with that outside of medications, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes that's a gap that sometimes the cure is worse than disease in some instances.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we deal with that? So, you know, my goal with clients is to try to give them tips and insights and things that can help them deal with that. A lot of that is through mindfulness and meditation.
Well, yeah. Well, and as a personal injury attorney, you know, you work with seriously injured individuals, like you said. So how does the stay-at-home mandate affect them differently, and how are they coping? Do you know, both mentally and physically?
Well, yeah, it's compounded the problems for those folks, hasn't it? Because not only are they dealing with what we're all dealing with, but they're also dealing with chronic pain. They're also dealing with a stop or a slowdown of access to, optional medical care, like physical therapy, chiropractic medicine, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is affecting them more profoundly than some of us.
Well, yeah, and I can only imagine what it would be like just to manage all the bills, the medical bills afterwards. I mean, that's a full-time job in itself.
Yeah, it sure can be.
Well, you know, I know that your firm has a mission to educate the community about overall safety and also accident prevention. So what factors besides drinking and driving are the cause of most accidents today? Like you said, distraction. What about, texting and driving? How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, texting and driving is, you know, obviously incredibly dangerous. When we're talking about the dangers of distracted driving, we have to understand there's kind of three types of distractions. One is visual distractions. That's taking our eyes off the road and onto something else. Then we have cognitive distraction. And that happens when your mind gets away and you drift into a mental topic other than the task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's manual distraction. It happens if you remove your hands off the wheel in order to grab something or take a hold of something else, right?
So yeah.
There's the kind of three levels of distraction. With texting and driving or using any kind of smartphone device where you're actually picking it up and reading something involves all three. So you're getting kind of the trifecta effect on dangerous, distracted behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been numerous studies on the dangers of texting specifically. And, you know, every time if we glance down at our phone, we perceive that it's only for a brief second. The average time you're actually looking at that is 4.6 seconds.
Whoa, really?
That means that you're, 4.6, almost 5 seconds. We don't realize it. And so if you're driving a car at 55 miles an hour, the time that you have taken your eyes off the road, which to you feels like a brief second, you've actually traveled a whole football field length.
Right.
Without looking in the road in front.
Well, and I do think people just drive too fast. I mean, we have a huge influx of people coming into the Dallas-Fort Worth area now. Most of them from California. Some of them from up north, you know, kind of like what happened in the 80s. And I just don't think, you know, I remember what it was like, you know, moving here and not knowing where I was, being lost all the time. And, you know, every freeway down here has not only a number but a name. I was was like, what, you know? And like 35E, I thought meant 35 East, and 35W meant,
yeah,
you know, and depending upon where you are in the city, it can be very confusing. And also all these young drivers and old drivers, we really need to, I mean, I believe that it is a telltale sign of a societal breakdown when we're not courteous on the roads.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and it's just, you know, using, again, being present and paying attention to what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, the kind of top five rules of driving defensively, being safer on the road, is looking up ahead. Sounds obvious, but you need to look what's up ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And these are habits that we need to develop as drivers. Be aware of our blind spots. Don't just use your mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Yeah.
Before you change lanes. You mentioned that earlier, Bernadette, about somebody changing lanes.
And the blinkers, the indicator,
and
you know. People,
yeah,
I'm teaching my 15-year-old daughter to drive right now, so I'm really, like, in the midst of this, you know. And I told, I ask her when she's driving, like, where are you looking right now? You should be looking way over there, and you should be watching, because Lowe's was on her right, and then another thing on her left. I'm like, you need to be aware of anybody that could potentially just pull out of those two places of business. And it's difficult, especially when you're so young and you're learning, or when you're older and you're, you know, your reaction time isn't as quick as it might be, you know, years before. And so I just, you know, again, there's so many things that we need to do. And the number one thing I say is to be courteous, and using your indication light or your blinker, if you will, is a huge part of a piece of that puzzle. Don't you think, to let people know where you're going?
Right, right. It's alerting others of your intention. So
they
hopefully you're paying attention also and are making adjustments for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You mentioned speed, not only monitoring your speed as far as speeding, but, you know, slow down at all intersections.
Yeah.
Even if you have the green light, let's be a little more cautious.
Yes.
Maintaining a safe following distance is very important. Let's
mm-hmm.
not tailgate, allow distance, give yourself outs for that unexpected situation that can occur. And obviously minimizing all distractions, and that is just staying present and deliberate.
Well, we've got a lot more to talk about. You're staying with us, everyone. You're listening to Jason Franklin. He's a certified personal injury law attorney and founding partner of the Franklin Law Firm, LLP, here in Dallas, Texas. We're going to continue talking about safety and accident prevention during COVID-19. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo Davis, and I have Jason Franklin with us. He is a certified personal injury law attorney and founding partner of the Franklin Law Firm here in Dallas, Texas. Our topic today is safety and accident prevention during COVID-19, and we're continuing on here. So my question for you, Jason, is with the COVID-19 pandemic happening, many hospitals are full, and people are really terrified of even going to the hospital. So do you have any tips for what to do if you are in an accident and injured and need medical care, but are concerned about calling 911 or going to the emergency room? Because how do you know if you even need medical attention?
Well, look, if you're afraid to go to the emergency room because of COVID, number one, if you're afraid of contracting it, don't wait. If you need emergency care, get emergency care. ERs are doing a good job of isolating those with suspected COVID and are taking measures to prevent spread. So don't let a fear of going to the hospital, of contracting COVID, prevent you from getting the emergency care
mm-hmm.
you need.
Yeah.
And secondly, for those that are maybe ill at home, I was speaking yesterday to a good friend of mine, Colleen Carboy, who is a other personal injury lawyer here in Dallas, a wonderful lawyer. She's also an RN.
Oh,
and
wow.
She shut down. Yep. She paused her practice, updated her will.
Oh, wow.
Left her family to go volunteer up in New Jersey in a COVID unit up there.
Wow.
And so I was talking to her about what she's experiencing and the kind of advice she has for people that are ill
mm-hmm.
And suspect they may have COVID. First of all, don't wait, right? Don't wait till you're so short of breath that they need to intubate you on arrival.
Yeah.
It's better for you to go earlier.
Yeah.
Right? If you're ill, there's some precautionary measures that you need to take. Little things. Take your cell phone and charger with you so you have a way to contact friends and family so you don't run out of battery. Right?
No, that actually happened to a friend of mine. Her father in Michigan forgot his charger, and he didn't go soon enough. Everything you're talking about, and so you're giving some really great advice.
Well, and a lot of that is through the influence of calling. Mm-hmm. But also, if you're admitted, decide on one family member to call the hospital and nurses to get medical information, preferably a family member with some medical background. But if not, choose one you trust, who can gather information and share that information. So they're not getting inundated with multiple family members and friends calling to get updates. Mm-hmm. They need to use their time to care for patients rather than repeat information to multiple families.
Well, yeah. And, one of the things that I wanted to get out that is that insurance companies are now offering discounts to drivers who add trackers on their cars that measure their safe driving abilities. I got to get one of those because I'm a really safe driver. I'd like the benefit of it from my insurance. So what do you think about that? Do you think that works?
I haven't really, Bernadette, I haven't seen any studies showing whether it actually works or not. I mean, it's an interesting issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right now, it's an opt-in issue, and you have to wonder, okay, are those opting into this people such as yourself that are already safe drivers and they want a discount?
Mm-hmm.
I think that having a tracking device on your vehicle that monitors what your actual driving behavior is and ways could be a good thing because you're noticing issues with your driving that you may not realize.
Heartbreaking
and things of that nature.
Well, I think that we need to do, which I think the country they do in is Sweden. And so in Sweden, I think it's either Sweden or Germany. I'll find out. But they have a special license plate on the car that's like yellow or something like that, or something, some sort of indicator that if it's a young driver or an old driver. And so you're aware that the person around you maybe might not have the skill level that you do. And so you'll be a little bit more considerate. I think that's such a fantastic idea.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I hadn't heard that about Sweden. That's interesting.
Yeah, it might be Germany. I have to look. But I did want to bring it up because I think it's such a great idea. And guess what? The music just played, and we are out of time, but I have more questions for you, so you're going to have to come back. It's been really nice speaking with you. It really has. And
Thank you so much, Bernadette. I appreciate you having me, and if I can be useful in the future, I'd love to come back on.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. We tried to lighten it up a little bit with a beauty segment about hair color and all that, but hopefully, I know I've already received a couple of texts from people that said great information about hair color. So who would have known, right?
Right.
Yeah, Jason, if you need to color your hair, L'Oreal is the one to get at the grocery store. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.